Okay, well, you know, the Packers accused the Minnesota Vikings of Favre tampering. Did you read that?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have to seal your Favres before putting them up on the shelf. Otherwise, you get tampering, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. This is that moment I predicted. Well, the Packers are hoping to retire Favre's jersey with him in it. That's the latest. Simple burial at the line of scrimmage. He's been through it before. He really needs to get back into his movie career, I think, because Something About Mary was a long time ago now. It was good. You know, you got to play Brett Favre while the iron is hot, you know. Either that or he needs to get a sport coat and crawl in with Keyshawn, Emmett, and Tony. Cornholer. Whatever his name is. Trying to get a word in there. I don't know if he's going to do the booth thing.
I don't think he will. No. Nope.
He doesn't. He's not a booth guy.
He'll play golf first.
Okay, in other sports news, Bart Starr is considering an unretiring. And Zeke Bratkowski is working out in Ashwaubenon. So, see, it's a domino effect, these guys. None of them wants to quit. Jesse Jackson flirting with the N-word. Nobody. President Bush amends earlier declaration, Bin Laden's driver, dead or alive. Cheney Construction cited for shoddy wiring in Iraq. Not much good with foundations or roofs either, but it's hard to keep the galvanized tin on the job site, frankly. Alec, thank you. That's why we have you here. It's certainly not your base. Oh, I'm kidding him. Don't you know a nudge? Can you hear one? No. Where was I? Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Was I there? Yes. Al-Qaeda in Iraq, falling on hard times. They're going to hold a telethon. They're hoping to get Cat Stevens, you know, Yusuf Islam. Rachel Ray, I guess, is going to be on it. And maybe Jimmy Carter will host it. It'll be a very nice affair. Raise some dough. John McCain says he'd be glad to see Barack Obama in Iraq in uniform, private. Wall Street up and down more than Madonna. Ooh, you could say that again. Judge rules the brats are just big head Barbies. The brats, you know, they are, basically. They swole their head up 25% and call it a brat. No Tibetan flags or Richard Gere masks will be allowed at the Beijing Olympic events. The new Iraqi flag, white on white, with a white background. Yes, excuse me. John McCain says not only is he going to Czechoslovakia, but he will continue on to Istanbul, Persia, the Belgian Congo, Botsudoland, Rhodesia, Ceylon, Burma, the Dutch East Indies, Formosa, Mesopotamia, Phoenicia, Siam, and Bulgaria. You try and stop him. Feldman girls forbidden to go on Access Hollywood. A personal story there. New Yorker cover turns out to be a photograph. The Obamas say they were just goofing. John McCain tells the NAACP he has nationally advanced colored people himself. Senator McCain admitted he was getting Social Security, but says he'd rather just be put on an ice floe if it comes to that. Obama has, here's another item here, I guess. Obama has 300 foreign policy advisors, and that's just at the Badger Bowl, ladies and gentlemen. At least 300 at the Badger Bowl. Everybody, in the bowling alley is a foreign policy advisor. They all think. You sit on a stool, you're a foreign policy advisor. U.S. to haggle with Iran. They'll end up with a pile of plutonium, and we'll end up with a stack of fake 12-by-18 Tabriz rugs on lease. The U.S. will open an Empire Carpet in Tehran. No, that's been approved. Can Magicus be far behind, really? Magicus, what an opportunity for Magicus in Iran.
I would think so, yes.
Yes, I would think so. I already thought of it. You don't have to think of it.
Okay.
Yeah. I almost like to call him up and talk to him about that. Because if we open up this avenue here, Magicus should be like the first one in there.
Mm-hmm.
Magicist. No, never mind. Okay. Hopefully McCain won't bomb while they're in there haggling out the details. He's still got the old tomahawk, you know, and he's just pretty anxious to one last flight. Afghanistan, the new Iraq, but a lot of people prefer the mountains. This time of year especially. Chinese Minister of Culture to ban foreign entertainers. He may be bjorking up the wrong tree. Tomatoes, okay again. Tomatoes, still suspect. The Southern Methodists finally agreed to the Bush Library. After a slugfest, but 300 clergy could not agree on Jesus, let's face it. Al Gore to be 100% solar in 10 years. In fact, he'll put back into the grid enough juice to power Tipper. Barrel of oil sold short to a quart. Nancy Pelosi chained self to buoy off Santa Barbara to lure oil explorers onto rocks. NFL to clamp down on gang signs, guys wearing helmets to the side, exposing one pad, and shorty tops that just clear the gear. It's all gang stuff. A lot of guys wear slippers out there. I thought that was suspicious, too. And Plymouth, Minnesota. That's Plymouth, Minnesota. You heard me. Name Money Magazine's number one place to live among Madison-sized cities. But then again, we don't have Camp Bow Wow, do we? Or Beth and the Biscuit, fashion jewels for everyone, or easy mortgages. Plymouth, if you can't afford, Eden Prairie. That's all the news that is, and thank you so much. Thank you. I humbly thank you.